One of the interesting sort of anecdotes, if you will, about the genesis of this project is we weren't all in agreement in the early stages about who exactly we should be soliciting predictions from. It was pretty clear that we wanted the attending physician. Everyone kind of agreed there, but some felt like a critical care fellow might be a suitable replacement if the attending physician was tough to access. Some felt that we should be asking physical therapists for their assessments of patients, particularly regarding their functional prognoses in the longer term. And then a lot of people, myself included, were really interested in getting family members' predictions. Why just ask the clinicians what their predictions are? Let's see what the family members think, both to ask the question about how accurate they are, but also to identify divergences in predictions as a potential marker for a need for more of a meeting of the minds before decisions are made. And we really tried hard to incorporate that into our protocol. But a couple logistical things got in the way. The most important of which was we had designed the study so that given the complexities and dynamics that are likely to be present in any care team and engagement with family members that would exist before researchers came into the picture, we wanted to get the attending physician's permission to recruit a given patient. And we started worrying that if we also were proposing to get family members' perspectives on what was likely to happen to their loved ones, that that could create some difficulties for the clinicians in their future engagements with those family members. Or at least could create some confusion. And it wound up being that type of concern that we'd wind up getting a lower accrual rate and perhaps having less generalizable results because our results would then be restricted to only those patients for whom the clinicians blessed their inclusion. That led us to ultimately decide to scrap our plans to assess family members' predictions. But I will say that every time we talk about these results, someone asks that question, well, what did the family members think?